This is Twit.
JC, you promised at the beginning of this episode, and I saw you also promised it on Twitter, that you were going to come out and you were going to set the record straight.
I want
to hear this. Between 3.5 millimeter and USB-C for
this.
Audio in our phones straight and away.
So the issue is there really isn't a difference.
Oh.
All right. And we've got an email.
And we're done.
Oh, okay.
the show's running way too long. I'm going to tighten this up. No. So one of the things we start talking about these like headphone adapters and these dongles like there's some kind of digital audio that's different than what we've been doing since the CD player. They're not. It's just all we've done is we've moved the hardware out of the phone and put it into a cable in the case of the Pixel 2. So, I mean, Jason, you're a music guy, and I've heard you asking questions like, well, I mean, the digital audio of this sounds better than like the analog of the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. And you're like, well, they're actually kind of the same thing. We all go through the same process. You've got a digital file, which is zeros and ones. And so then we have to convert that into an electrical signal. We convert it from a digital file into some kind of analog representation of that, a digital to analog conversion or a DAC. And then that electrical signal is made bigger or amplified so that it can properly drive speakers or headphones. So the DAC and the amp are basically the same no matter where they live. So when Ron's going out there and saying like, oh, Bluetooth audio, all we've done is we've moved the DAC and the amp to the headphones. And so a wireless data stream is sent from the phone to the headphones, and then the headphones are responsible for converting it into audio that our ears can actually interact with.
Question.
And so this...
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh my God, I totally interrupted you.
I insist.
The day of interrupting, JC. So does that mean that if it's really low in my car when I have an aux cable in there, does that mean that my car isn't, like, it's not doing any converting when I put the Bluetooth adapter there? Like, it's just that's
so,
the speakers?
So, Flo, and I'm glad you brought this up because the reason why I kind of sparked on this is I think it was two episodes ago. I think it was your Halloween episode. You were talking about how much better your tunes were from this headphone dongle than I think from your Bluetooth or anything like that. And so one of the happy discoveries was the DAC and the amp that are built into the Pixel 2 headphone dongle are of a higher quality than the DAC and the amp that were built into the original Pixel.
Nice.
This is a huge disappointment for the first generation Pixel, a phone made by HTC known for audio, is it was actually one of the poorest headphone performers.
It was so
of that
bad.
Year.
It was so
it
low.
It was terrible. And so now this dongle is far more competitive this year against like the Galaxy. It's in the same ballpark as the dongle for the iPhone and the built-in headphone jack for the Galaxy S8 and the Galaxy Note 8. But again, there's not anything magical about that digital relationship. All we've done is we've yanked that hardware out of the phone and we've put it in a cable. And same thing, anytime we've got that kind of cabled connection, all we've done is we've moved the pieces around. They're not really any different than what we've been using since the CD player. That is a representation of digital audio, zeros and ones, converted into an analog electrical signal, amplified for your headphones, you can hear music. And that's the exact same chain that we've existed with this entire time in converting audio into zeros and ones.
Yeah, and that all makes sense to me. There are different levels of quality digital to audio conversion. I'm curious
and
to know kind of how that conversion on phones traditionally compares to that of these dongles.
Well, and that all comes down to what the manufacturer has decided to spend money on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So far to date, the company that I think has been doing the best job of delivering a truly audiophile great experience is LG. LG is using a Saber DAC. They're not using the built-in Qualcomm chipset audio. Mm-hmm. Now, that got a lot better this year. With the Snapdragon 835, Qualcomm now has true support for 32-bit output. It can deliver frequencies of sound that dogs cannot hear. I mean, the full representation of the highest possible quality audio files will be represented on Snapdragon 835s. Was not always enabled on Snapdragon 820. So 820s often would downgrade your audio to more CD quality. So even if you were playing a 24-bit file, just because the file could play, the phone was plenty powerful enough to play that file, doesn't mean you were really getting the full frequency response and the full bit rate and the full volume of what that file could represent. But the big win on this isn't necessarily always just the conversion, that it's a high-quality conversion. It's how is that file being amplified? And I think that's what really gets people into a higher quality audio is you get a louder representation. It's properly driving your headphones. It's properly driving your car stereo. That's a louder signal. And from there, you also have a better signal to noise ratio in most cases. So a phone like the V30 wins on two fronts. It's a very high quality representation of that audio file, but it's also properly driving even nicer pieces of gear. Like really expensive headphones, you're really going to hear that difference in the amp. And that's also why, you know, the people were saying, oh, it's amazing that the Pixel has 25 volume steps. You know, like, oh, I can get finer granular control over my headphones. The V30 has 75.
Oh.
It can get so loud, you really can hurt yourself if you're not paying attention or you're trying to make like a quick adjustment or something. Yeah. The phone kind of won't let you because the amp on that thing is so killer. Hmm. I think a similar phone is also the Axon 7. Also has a crazy loud headphone amp. Does a really good job of driving nicer headphones.
Well, the Axon 7, is all about, I mean, one of its key features was about that high definition, high quality audio. So first of all, thank you for the correction, because I know this, and if I ever said that audio coming out of USB-C sounds different than audio coming out of 3.5 millimeter, like that obviously doesn't make a whole lot of sense unless there is a varied quality of DAC that, you know, when comparing two different models. My question comes to Bluetooth, because you mentioned no audio degradation on Bluetooth, and I know that I've heard audio degradation on Bluetooth, but what's going on there? Is it that the Bluetooth send and the Bluetooth receive don't support the same file format quality, therefore there's some sort of compression happening? What's going on?
Oh, definitely. And Bluetooth audio, especially when we're talking about higher quality Bluetooth codecs, we're still talking about very heavily compressed streams of data. I mean, look up the spec on even Bluetooth 5, and well, I guess Bluetooth 5 would open it up more for 24-bit audio, but most people are still on Bluetooth 4.2 for their phone and the headphones that they're using. I mean, both pieces need to support that ability to talk at Bluetooth 5 levels. But when you're dealing with that, when you're dealing with Bluetooth 4.2, even if you have something like aptX, it's just a smarter kind of compression. It's kind of like going from H.264 to H.265. You can squeeze more information into a smaller space, but you're still squeezing. You're still squishing. But a major issue with that is also just the fact that wireless interfaces are prone to having inconsistent signals. You don't have that with a cable. Now, there's a reason why pro gamers still connect directly over Ethernet to some kind of router for their throughput. It's because, you know, on average, they're getting a fast speed, but there will be peaks and valleys. And in the cable, you're going to minimize that significantly more. And this is also why, you know, I feel we're just maybe a year too early for getting rid of headphone jacks. I want to see good consumer solutions for USB-C while we're doing this hardware transition.
But I think it's pretty clear. Then they can't sell you Bluetooth headphones, JC. How are they going to sell you Pixel Buds?
See, but we need both. We need both cabled and wireless. Wireless is way more convenient. I want wireless when I'm lifting weights and working out. But there are so many more times where I'm listening to podcasts or I'm, you know, listening to music, and I've been listening to a lot of music on my V30. And even just the simple act of crouching with the phone in my pocket is enough interference from my marginal frame to cause a stutter or to cause the audio to drop out. And that drives me crazy.
Yeah. And things like that are what make me very resistant to Bluetooth.
And so my perfect future is, we know that the 3.5 millimeter jack is going away, but it would be really nice if a company like Sennheiser or Audio Technica or Sony was responsible for the DAC and amp connected to a headphone cable. So you can invest in a really nice pair of Sennheiser headphones, and it's got a USB-C port on it, and then it doesn't matter what phone you connect it to. You'll always have your 24-bit or 32-bit DAC with the amp tuned to drive those headphones, and you can take them to a $100 phone. You can take them to a $1,000 phone. That won't matter. But we're not there yet, so we're left with these imperfect cable dongle annoying solutions, and we're sort of stuck, and it's going to drive a lot of people to Bluetooth, but for a lot of use cases, Bluetooth is inferior. I want something better or more consistent or higher quality than that.
Agreed. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for clearing the record on that.
One last thing, and Flo, to your point about the headphone dongle from the Pixel, this is not true for the HTC dongle. It's not true for the Motorola dongle. Those are proprietary to those phones.
Yeah.
But you can take the Pixel dongle and pop them on, you know, a really cheap burner phone, and you'll get higher quality audio. You can connect them to last year's Galaxies, which the Galaxy S7, not a very strong headphone performer. The Pixel dongle, well, I guess that you'd need an adapter for, because they were still using USB 2, micro USB, not USB-C.
Yes.
But anything with USB-C, an LG G5, since we didn't get the high quality DAC here in the United States, you can take the Pixel headphone adapter and it's going to sound better than the headphone jack that's built into the G5.
Oh, wow.
Why don't they rate these dongles then? Because there are, I'm sure, dongles out there that aren't as good as the
Please,
Pixel dongle.
Rate these dongles.
Why do you have me? Yeah, I do that.
Okay, cool. The JC approved. It's got the stamp of approval.